We're good.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to call the meeting to order at 10:02 a.m. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the issuing, the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to this statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go into the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, we will call the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Attorney Iaconis?
Present. Good morning.
Herta Lewis?
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And the acting chair is here. Attorney Cinetti and Ms. Johnson are not here. Okay, we're going to call the cases by case number and in order. So if you are appellant, please say appellant. If you're the issuing authority, please say issuing authority. Case number one is 21-355.
Issuing authority.
He's here.
Okay. You good? Okay. I'll speak up. Case number two, 22-007.
Issuing authority.
Both parties. Thank you. Case number 321-777.
Issuing authority.
The appellant's also here.
Are people able to hear in the back?
You have to talk.
All right. Case number 422-528. Both parties, thank you. Case number 521-446. Both parties. Case number 621-334.
The appellant has not checked in.
Case number 722-021.
The appellant is here on that case. I don't know who he is, but he didn't check in with me.
Case 22-021, it's a Middletown case. That's you? It's not you?
You said 22-021?
Yes, sir. All right, thank you. Case number 822-023.
The appellant, she's here. That's you.
Case number 922-022.
The appellant has not checked in on that case.
Thank you. Case number 1021-869.
He's here somewhere.
21-869, Newtown case. Thank you. Case number 1122-092.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 1222-054.
Issuing authority.
Thank you. Okay, can anybody testify, who will be testifying? Please stand up, raise your right hand so that I can administer the oath.
Yeah, all the appellants need to stand up.
Any appellants, if you're planning on talking, please.
Yep.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury? Thank you. You may be seated.